being the teacher at Eliezer, I know we can always just number 99 pressing the button, she'll jump up and do the reading and it'll be a good job. We did change the order of a service a little bit, so the prayers will come a bit later after we watch the little video after the message once again. But when you read God's word, you need to pray as well. So let's just pray and ask for God's guidance. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we now consider your word, we pray that your Spirit will be speaking into our hearts and into our lives, that we will understand your message tonight, that we will appreciate who you are, the God whom we worship, the God whom we turn to when we pray. Lord, it is our longing to grow in our lives of prayer as well, so I pray that tonight once again you'll help us understand how important our prayers are, but also how we can pray better to you. So I pray that you'll be with us as we look at your word now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we thought long and hard about when we do which sermon, and so very appropriately on Mother's Day we look at God the Father, which some people this morning thought, yeah, that's maybe the opposite of what you should be doing. But in fact, it is really fitting, and you'll get to see that through the message tonight as well. So it was really a great way of looking at Mother's Day, appreciating that God is our Father in heaven. One of the problems, I think, is that we actually think of God in a way that is just a certain gender, and that's not what I think he wants to say to us. But when he talks, or when he says to us that he is our Father, there's a deeper meaning behind that we have to understand. So tonight we'll be looking at how we start our prayers, our Father in heaven. And if you look at the Gospels, you'll find that there's a switch, there's a change. Just in the Gospels itself, there are 150 times when God is called Father. Jesus rightly called God Father 60 times. And very interestingly, the first words written down in the Bible that Jesus spoke, he mentions his Father. He said, "Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" And also the last words he spoke before he died on the cross, he mentions the Father again when he cries out, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." So before this, people were thinking about their relationship with God in many different ways. And they're all part of the relationship we have with God. They're not wrong. But they used to think that, well, like Psalm 23 would say, God is our shepherd and we are his sheep. And that's the relationship we have with God. Or he's the potter, we are the clay. Or he's the creator, we are the creatures. He's the king, we are his subjects. Or in a feminine phrase as well, it says in one of the Psalms that God is like a hen, and we are like little chicks that he takes care of. So when the disciples turn to Jesus once again in this passage and they ask Jesus how to pray, Jesus taught them that you should think about God the Father, the God you approach in this prayer, as your Father. Now thinking about that connection we make with God as we pray, we should actually remember how profound and amazing that moment is. When we pray, you're actually able to connect with the living God. You're able to talk to the one living true God, the God who is the Creator, the God who is the King, the God who is Almighty, and you're able to talk to Him directly, and He listens to the words you say. And that's an amazing moment if you think about it, because who are we but mere creatures? One of 7 billion people living on this earth at this present moment. And yet I'm able to make contact with the living God and speak to him in such a personal way. It's an amazing moment, and in some ways we become hesitant if we understand how great this moment is. In Ecclesiastes, the writer says, for example, "Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, so let your words be few." Now, this is one side of it, and I know we'll look at another side as well. The fact that we're able to address everything or take everything to God in prayer. But there's also this notion of us needing to understand who we are actually dealing with and talking to when we pray. And so at the start of our prayers, that's when we need to understand and realize who we are talking to and how we address him. Back in South Africa, the practice was if you address someone 10 years older than you or more, then you actually call them uncle or aunt, even if they're not related, just to show that respect to an elder person. And I know in some of the Asian cultures and the Chinese culture, the Korean culture, it's the same thing. You don't just call someone older than you by their name. So this was quite a strange experience for us when we came to Australia 6 years ago, and our kids' friends were, some of them, 10, 11 years old, and they would just come to and say, "Hey, Leon, how are you going? How's your week?" And you think, "Oh, okay, yeah, it is my name. There's nothing wrong with what they're saying," but it felt strange. In some ways, in my line of work, it was the same thing, especially back in South Africa as well. People didn't know what to call me. Do they call me Pastor? Do they call me Reverend? Do they call me Leon? Do they call me Mr. So Kruger or so and so? And I kept on saying to people as well, "Well, you can call me what you like. Just if you want to call me Miss, that's fine. Just don't call me Mrs. But anything else than that is perfectly fine." But the way they address you determines the rest of the conversation. What the respect will be and what the communication will be, what the relationship between the two of you will be. And it's the same way with prayer as well. So what Jesus is saying is just the way that we actually address God is very important for us to understand, because that determines the rest of what we will actually learn in the Lord's Prayer. Three phrases or words even. Our Father in heaven. So we're just going to look briefly at those three things. And first of all, just the fact that Jesus taught us to say our Father is important, for, I think, for us to understand as well. There's a sense of community. There's a sense of understanding that God doesn't belong to me, but we all belong to him. That I have brothers and sisters because God is our Father. And so even as we pray, you'll pick up in the Lord's Prayer that the phrases "I" and "me" doesn't exist in this prayer. It's all about us and what we need. And certainly there is personal contact that we make with God, and we do take our personal petitions to God as well. But there's actually a sense of understanding that it's not a self-centered prayer at all. It doesn't revolve about me or just around me. We approach God first. We address God first. We think about the well-being of others as well. And so it's very important to understand that Jesus teaches us to pray to our Father. Doesn't mean that you're not allowed to say Father or my Father or name anything else. But in the way we address him, we need to understand that he's a someone who connects us all with one another in us saying our Father. And then we say our Father in heaven. Father in heaven. Now there's actually a bit of tension between these two phrases. And let me explain that to you. When we say Father, it's kind of a term that is very intimate. It's very personal. It draws God in close to us. So there's a bit of a closeness when we say to God that he's our Father. But the very next word we use suggest that he's not with us, but in heaven. So he's also quite distant. So he's not just with us, but he's also one who's distant, who's far above us, who's almighty, and we should see him as such. So what is he? Well, he's in some ways both, and God says this about himself too. Jeremiah 23, verse 23, he addresses his people and says to them, "Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away?" Suggesting that he's both. He's with us, but he's also someone we need to understand who belongs in heaven and not with us. So we'll just touch on those two things. Father, the fact that we're able to address him as Father, that's such a close, intimate term to use. If you imagine a father the way that God wants us to understand and see him, you should be thinking of a small young little boy in the arms of his or her dad, feeling safe. The image that came to me earlier when you spoke, Dave, would have been in hospital when the two of you were with Ethan. That warmth, that closeness is what God wants us to understand when he wants us to call him Father. It's the image of a child running to you and jumping into your arms and your embrace. And when you hug that small little child, they are close to you, and you hug them, give them a big bear hug, and you're able to whisper into their ear and say, I love you, buddy. That's the closeness that God has with us. Once again, I have that with my kids, but I'm very glad that they're not running up to me and jumping into my arms anymore. But having that closeness is what God wants us to understand. And I think that is where Mother's Day actually fits in with this phrase so well. Because there's nothing closer or more intimate or more warm than a mother's embrace. When a mother is taking care of her kids, and a child feels safe in the arms of a mother as well, safe and trusting and knowing that the mother is listening, the parent is listening. And when God says, when we pray to him and when we reach out to him and when we are able to say to him, Father, there's that warmth and that closeness that we need to understand and know that we have that as we go to God. See, many other religions have certain prayers you need to learn by heart, and the more you say them, the more power they would have. Or it's a religion of fear, so you address this God who's so much higher than you are, so in fear you kind of just bow before him. Some people might be thinking that when we pray, I'm one of 6-7 billion people, so my prayer is like a shot in the dark. Hopefully it will fall somewhere where God sees it. And that's not the case. Every single time you and I pray, we are whispering into God's ear. He's that close. He's that intimate with us. He's that personal with us. I don't think we can actually talk about this without remembering the words of Romans 8 verse 15 where God says, in Christ we have the Holy Spirit working in us. Because of our faith in Christ, this is what the Holy Spirit works in our heart. It says, you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. And the word Abba, as all of you I'm sure would know, is the word that a small little child would use when they call out to their dad. Daddy. It's a very intimate and warm word. It's a word that kids often say as their first words. Mothers and dads often fight about that, mama or dada, what the kids say first. Doesn't really matter. It's that call and that intimacy to a place where they feel safe and to someone who they know cares and someone who listens and someone who would answer to their needs. And once again, I think we need to realize just how impacting and how great that moment is. Who is this God that we can call Father? He's a God who's fairly busy. As we are here tonight, he's a God who's taking care of the universe. He's making sure that all the planets are going okay, and the sun of the earth, and the 7 billion other people on this earth are also cared for, and he controls and takes care of each and every one of us. So he's kind of a busy person. And yet, when you call out to him, and I call out to him, he listens, he picks you up, and you're able to talk into his ear. And he hears every single word you say because you're able to address him and say, our Father. But then we add to that, in heaven. And that's the tension bit that we sometimes struggle with. Why do we add that? Why did Jesus instruct us to add in heaven? And I think there's a sense that we need to understand who God is as well. Because there's sometimes the threat of familiarity that can come in. We can see God as too familiar, as a friend, as a buddy. We can just turn to him and say, hey, mate, this is what I need. Hey, buddy, how about giving me this or that? And Jesus wants us to understand who this person is we are addressing. That he is the Almighty. that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Creator. He is the person that is ruling over His whole universe. And yet, we have this privilege of calling Him Father. 1 John 3 says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. You understand that you are a son and a daughter of the great Almighty. And it's only because of the grace of Jesus. It's only because Jesus, the only true Son of God, died for us on the cross, paid for our sins, and actually instructed us to say to His Father, well, when you pray, say, "Our Father in heaven." I want to summarize just in the words of a John Piper, such a good writer, that says this about these words. "Our Father in heaven," he says, "our means I pray with others. Our Father means I pray to one who cares for me. Our Father in heaven means I pray to one who has the power to help me." Every single word is important. Every single word is crucial. "Our" opens you up to a big view of the universe. "Father" encourages you to believe that He cares. And "in heaven" means that you don't have a problem that He cannot handle. You don't have a need in your life that He cannot meet, because He is a Father in heaven who hears and answers prayer. So often when we pray to God and we address Him, those few words are just something that start us off to say all the things we need. But those few words at the beginning, how we address God and how we understand the prayer that is to follow, is so important to understand. And so much depth in what Jesus taught. "Our Father in heaven." I don't think there were more appropriate words that we could look at on a Mother's Day. Amen. We are now going to, like we did before, look at the little video clip. And just before Ben clicks, so this video clip